We're talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Latest USDA cattle on feed report is out, Darrell. I know the numbers are showing we're up compared to a month ago. Tell me what you're seeing on these numbers.
Well, in terms of pre-report expectations, this report was pretty well anticipated, and that's a big contrast, as you remember, from last month when the placements were much bigger than expected. Placements came in this time at 102.7% of last year. Marketings were 104.1%. Both of those, again, were pretty good. In fact, the placement number is actually probably a little less than average, but it was close to at least what some people expected. And it actually has the on-feed total at 104.3%, which is a smaller percentage increase year over year compared to last month. It pulled it back just slightly, even though it's still up year over year.
I guess one thing we are definitely learning from these reports, we've got more cattle on feed as we go along.
Oh, that's right. The bigger picture here, is that, we've been in herd expansion for 3 years, and that's beginning to show up with a pretty sustained increase in the feeder cattle pipeline. So it's marching on. Those cattle are going to come into the feedlots. They're going to work their way through the feedlots, and all of it ultimately translates into this continued expectation for increased beef production as we go forward.
With the kind of numbers you're seeing right now, what does that tell you about where we are with this cattle herd, especially our year-to-date herd expansion?
Well, we don't get a lot of data. We had a mid-year cattle report that gives us a little bit of indication. We're watching the slaughter data on a week-to-week basis. Heifer slaughter is up around 11% year-over-year on a year-to-date basis. Beef cow slaughter is up about the same amount. Both of those are consistent with the idea that we're probably slowing down herd expansion. In my mind, I certainly expect to see some continued herd expansion in 2017 on a year-over-year basis, but I think it'll be significantly less than the 3.5% jump that we saw last year.
I guess one thing we have noticed over these last several months, we're starting to see, these feedlot operators are pretty aggressive in trying to refill their pens.
They have been, and we had 4 months of sharply higher placements, particularly the last two of those 4 months. This month, again, it's up slightly year over year, but not as much, and that's kind of what we expected. Those increase in placements were the reflection of good feedlot profitability, feedlots being aggressive about filling their pens. They've had, favorable cattle cost of gain numbers, so they have an incentive to feed stuff, but they've had an incentive for several months now to turn over those cattle pretty aggressively. So that's kept weights down and done everything kind of right from that end of things. And, this is really a continuation of that. I think the relative pullback in placements this month is just a reflection of the fact that some of those cattle got placed last month in that big surge in placements we had. And so there's a growing pool of feeder cattle out there, but it's still a limited pool. And if you place them sooner rather than later, then there's going to be a few less later.
Anything stick out in your mind regarding where we are on the various weights of cattle that are currently in the feedlots?
Well, this month was very close to last year. The slight increase in placements was pretty well distributed across weight groups, so nothing very dramatic there. If you go back to that big jump a month ago, a big part of that increase that was unexpected in the June placements was in lighter weight cattle. And so those cattle were not going to be on top of some of the previous heavier weight placements that had been done. So that pushes them out a little bit. Certainly there's going to be more cattle coming out of feedlots in the second half of the year as we continue through the rest of the year. But I don't know that – I don't think we've really bunched things up and created any unnecessary challenges for ourselves necessarily with the weight breakdowns.
Bottom line, anything that you're going to really be watching because of this report – the balance of this year?
Yeah, I don't think this report changes things very much. I think if you look at where we've been here recently with fed cattle markets, obviously we've seen some seasonal weakness, and I'm going to call it mostly that. So we've continued to drop. We kind of expect this market to stabilize here as we move out of August into September, and it's really predicated on box beef markets, which have also dropped sharply here in the summertime, especially from the seasonal peaks that we had earlier in the year. We're looking for those markets markets to find some bottom here in this summertime hot market, and then work our way back up a little bit seasonally into the fall of the year. So I don't think this report really changes any of that sort of trajectory at this point.
Any thoughts on what this means, perhaps, to the fall run of calves that we typically expect to see?
Well, I don't know that this tells us or changes that very much. We expect to have a bigger calf crop. USDA estimated about a 3.5% increase in calf crop for the mid-year report. That may be a little bit higher than what we'll ultimately see when we get the numbers next January, but we will see a relatively large cyclical increase in calf run this fall. The other side of the coin is, of course, we've got very unusual weather here in late summer, at least in Oklahoma, cooler and wetter than normal. We've got lots of green, very unusual for this time of the year. We're growing forage. So there'll probably be pretty good demand for calves, be it on pasture of various kinds or perhaps an early start to the wheat grazing this fall.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.